We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. We are beginning the last line of Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah said that Rav Yehuda said that if you write Shem Mishimon, you are Chayiv, because you wrote a name Shem. Even though you tried to write Shimon, you wrote two letters and you wrote a name Shem, and therefore you are Chayiv. Then we're at Akasha that if you're starting to write Shimon, you write a Shin and a regular Mem. And the name Shem has an end of Mem at the end of the word of shame. Shin with an end of mem. So how can you say you're writing shame? It doesn't look like shame. It's shin with a regular mem. So Gemara says, no, that if you change it, it's good. It's kosher. So Gemara Kasha, it says if you change it, it's not kosher. So Gemara said, no, I have a brisa that says they make a drosh of a remes for this chamayim that says in the pasuk niskeyem unisachav niskeyem. So you see the three mems and memes mayim. So what's there? They're all end of mems. And still we're saying it reads mayim. So you see, if you want to write a regular mem, you write an end of mem, it's kosher. So it must be the other way also. If I need a name that's really supposed to be an end of mem, and I write a regular mem, it's good enough. Frank the Gemara, that's not a raya. Look more, it's not a raya. Mi dami, pesuach va'asasasum, by the case of Nisach HaMayim, we were supposed to be pesuach, supposed to be a regular mem, and you made it into end of mem, that's better. Aluya komailele, you made it better. Why is it better? Don't Chista. Mems v'samach shvalucha is v'neisa yemdim. Because Rav Chista says that the mem and the samach and the luchas were a nes. Now it must be, he's talking about the end of mem. And why is it a nes? Because everything in the luchas was chiseled out through and through from one side of the luchas to the other side of the luchas. Now the mem and samach are all around. So if it's chiseled out, had it stay, it was staying in the ear. Nothing to hold itself up. So obviously we're talking about an end of mem because a regular mem can be held up by one of its sides where it's attached, on the left side there's a little hole there, and it could be attached right there where it's not chiseled out. But the mem, which is chiseled through and through all around, so had it stay in place, it must be a nes. So Rav Chista is talking about end mems. So what do you see? You see, in the luchas we had endomems, so that's more chashuv. So therefore, if you take a regular mem, write an endomem, it's good because you're writing something that's more chashuv. El sasim vas pesuach, but something is supposed to be an endomem, like shame, you're making it the regular mem. Geruya kamegarale. Why? Damar av yirmi v'tamar av chiyah ba'aba. You're making it worse. Why? Damar av yirmi v'tamar av chiyah ba'aba. Menatz bach tzayif ma'imrim. These five letters: mem, nun, tzadik, pei, and chaf, which are the regular letters of those five, they all have endas, and they don't, and you know, the, and the mem and the nun. And Rav Yirmiya says that the menatzbach tzayif mamrud, only the neviim who came later was mechadish to us the regular oisis of these five oisis. So it sounds like the original oisis were the endamems and the endanuns, and later on we were mechadish the regular ones. So what's more chasha? The one that was there in the luchas. So therefore, maybe only if you write end of mem instead of a regular mem, it's good because there it's more chashuv than luchas. But if you do the opposite, instead of an end of mem, you do a regular mem, like by shame, you're writing the regular mem instead of an end of mem, maybe there it's not good because there it's worse, because there that's letters that were introduced to us later on by the Nevi'im. So the Gemara, no, all the letters were there, b'shas ma'aseh, when Hashem made the letters. But Tizbar, you know, b'shas ma'aseh, but Tizbar of Achsiv, you tell me that the Nevi'im were mechadish these letters. These are the mitzvahs that it says in the pasuk. Elah mitzvahs. A novi cannot be mechadish new mitzvahs. That's what you learn from elah mitzvahs. Only these mitzvahs, but you can't. The novi cannot be mechadish new mitzvahs. So tomorrow, mehava. There was a round. The other oisus mehava made love yodlei. They didn't know them. They didn't know them. They forgot them. Or they didn't know them. We'll see in a second. They didn't know them. They didn't know where to put each one. Say like this, that really both oisus were there around Mount Tyre. Just we didn't know where to put which one. That's what the Nevi'im came later and told us where we put the end of mems, where we put the regular mems. They forgot. They knew by the beginning and they forgot. And the Nevi'im came and later on told us about the Isis, or they told us where to put the Isis. And later on they were mechadish that to us. Akaponim, what comes down in the Gemara is That's not Shver. Why? Because the Isis was really around from the beginning. We just either we didn't know where to put it, in the sentences, where to put the mems and the mems. And later on, the Nevi'im came and told us, I was asking Dayanel Mechash something, and for the Gemara that we knew, we just forgot. We just forgot that Mechash anything. This reminded us how to write the letters. Like a part of it comes out from this Gemara that if you have a thing that needs a end of mem, you write a regular mem, it's also kosher. Lefidus Mandiyama, at least, both ways it's kosher. Kufu, we don't know the mem, the samach, the luchais, the neser, and the mem and the samach, the luchais were nes. Another thing about the luchos, ksav shevaluchos nikru b'fnim nikru b'chutz. Like we said before, it was chiseled through and through, and therefore you can read it from both sides of the luchos. But actually, from the back of the luchos, you read it backwards. Kegoin, the word nevuv in the front looked like nevuv, in the back it looked like buvon, or bahar. And if you look through the back, it's rahav, and saru. The other way is Viveris, because all the letters were chiseled through and through, and therefore you can see it from both sides. Rashi speaks out, even though none of these words are in the Luchos, it says, Lohei v'Luchos, al Teva v'Almanach, we just picked Stam Tevis. Taisus asks as a kash, it says, Tema, why do we pick these words? Pick words that are in the Luchos and say, read it backwards. But upon them, either way, there's another nace there of Chista says that you could read the Luchos from front to back, you read it both ways, but in the back you read it backwards. So to Maravaita, Amli Rabbanu Mishum Alevi. The Rabbanu told Mishum Alevi, Osu Dar Deki, Ha In the Levim Drasha, two little children came to Beis Medrash today, for Omru Mili, and they said over some things, they said some Pshatim, that Philo Me Yeshua Ben Nun Loi Itva Kavazav. Even Me Yeshua Ben Nun, we didn't have such Torah like this. And they went and they explained all about the Aleph Beis, different Ramazim that we see in the Aleph Beis. We know that the world was created with Lashon HaKodesh, with Aleph Beis. But here we see all this different Ramazim in the Aleph Beis. So he dashed like this. Aleph Beis, that stands for Aleph Bina, learn Torah. Learn Torah, that's what Aleph Beis stands for. Gimel Dalad, Gemel Dalam, do chesed for the poor people. My time of Pshuta carry the Gimel Gavi Dalas. Why is the foot of the Gimel towards the Dalad? Why is the foot of the Gimel towards the Dalad? If you look at the Gimel, the foot is towards the Dalad. Shekain, Darker Shagayim Chasad Loris Achadalam. The Derek is someone who's a Bal Chesed, he runs after the Dalam. My time Pshuta carry the Dalad, the Gavi Gimel. And why? If you look at a Dalad, it's slightly slanted towards the Gimel. What's Pshat in that? The Limtzilei Nafshed, he should go, like, make it easy for the Baal Chesed to give him. You know, don't run away. Try to make yourself available for the Baal Chesed to take care of him. On my time, I'm a high to ape the Dallas Megimel. Why is the Dallas, the Dallas is facing the other way? It could have been turned towards the Gimel. Why is it facing the other way? The lead delay Betzina. She give the Oni Betzina. Kehech Eluch Sivnei. Shouldn't be embarrassed of him. So that's Aleph Beis Gimel Dal. Hey Vav. Zeshmoy Shakarish Baruch Hu. Hevav stands for this name of Hashem. Then says Zayin Ches Tes Yud Chof Lamed. That stands for this, that if someone's a Goyim Chos Chesed and he learns Torah, Torah is Ben Adam Lakoim, Goyim Chesed Ben Adam Chaveri, then what happens? Vemata Isikain, Karish Baruch Hu, Zono Ischot, that's a Zayin, he gives you Mezoinis, Vechein Ischot, gives you Chein, Meitav Lach, does good for you, Vnais Lacha Yerusha, he gives you Yerusha, and Pashas means Yerusha, and Torah, Yerusha, and Mitzvahs, Vekoyish Lach Chesed Lamba. And it gives you a crown la'ilma haba. Mem psucha, what I'm saying, pashtus is that the first time someone say that Yerusha means a Yerusha mitzvah, then the chayra, it's right to say it means Yerusha money, because to get a Yerusha, you need someone to die. And that's not a good thing, a relative to die. Who wants his relative to die? So nice l'chay Yerusha means he gets the Yerusha of Torah. That's off the lamin. Now we're going to mem. Mem psucha, mem stuma. You have the regular mem and the mem. That stands for Maimer Pesuach, Maimer Sosim. Some learning you have to darshan, some you don't darshan. Like Rashi says, Maisim Akava, you should be Sosim. Nun Kafufo Nun Pshuta, Neman Kafuf, Neman Pashut. Which means a person, a Neman, a Adam Kosher, a good person, should be a Onav and a Shval Ruach. And then Seifa Elias Pashut, which means Pashut means that then when it comes to Elam Haba, he'll be stand up straight. Then he'll get Tzchar and Elam Haba. Neman Kafuf, then Neman Pashut. If he's Kafuf in this world, then Pashut in the next world. He'll be stand up straight in the next world. Samach Ayin, Smoich Anim. Samach Ayin stands for Smoich Anim. Help out Anim. Lishta Achrina, Simonim Asei B'Torah V'Kona Yisai. To try to remember the Torah, make Simonim for yourself. You know, set up the different memories, different ways. Make Simonim to remember the Torah. That's what Samach Ayin stands for. Smoich Asei. Simonim Asei B'Torah V'Kona Yisai. I heard from someone that the Daf Kuf Dalet stands for code. There are a lot of codes over here in these Aleph Beis, and this is one of the things that Simonim Asei B'Torah V'Kona Yisai. Pei Kfufa Pei Pshuta. Then we have an end of Fei and the regular Fei. So that stands for the Kofuf, the bent Pei, and the Pei Pshuta, the straight Pei. And that's like similar to before that we said Pei Kfufa Pei Pshuta. And that's similar to before that we said that someone should be bowed down and be an Anav. And then it's Vizaych Lelam Abba to be a Pshuta. We'll see tomorrow after the cast down in a second. Pe Kuv Pe Pshuta. Pe Pesuach Pe Sosum. Or means Pe Pesuach Pe Sosum. That sometimes you should be the one who's darshans. Like Rashi says, V'gemara Bracha Shas HaMechnasim Pazer. Or Pe Sosum. When people want to come listen to your drashas, you should give drashas. But when there's a gadol there and you don't have to make a drasha, then be quiet. Pe Sosum. Tzadik Kufa Tzadik Pshuta. Tzadik Fufa, but Tzadik Pshuta. A Tzadik is Kofuf, and a Tzadik is Pshuta. Tzadik Kofuf, Tzadik Pashut. No, I read the Gemara wrong. Back to Pei. Pei Kfuf, Pei Pshuta, the end of Fei and the regular Fei, that stands for Pei Pesuach, Pei Sosum. That stands for sometimes you darshan good, and sometimes you shouldn't darshan. Like I said, when there's people darshaning, then you don't have a darshan. When there's no one to darshan, you darshan. When people want to come listen to more, you darshan. That's the Pei stands for. Tzadik Kufa, Tzadik Pshuta, that stands for Tzadik Kofa of Tzadik Pashut. That stands for Tzadik should be an Anov, and Tzadik, then he'll be Zeicha Elohim Abba to be Tzadik Pashut. Freit the Gemara Kasha, Haidu Neman Kofa for Neman Pashut. We already had that Drasha once. We already dashed in the same thing, but in Nun. And here we dash my Tzadik also Kufa Pshuta. Zok Gemara, Hoysel HaKasov Kifa HaKifasai. The Pasuk, the Alpha is teaching us to be even an extra special Anov. The Torah is given to someone who holds his head low. It's special, it's the extra special onof. Now of the kuf. Kuf means Kaddish, stands for Hashem. Reish is Rasha. My time, Mahada Ape, the kuf, Mereish. Why is the Mahada Ape of the kuf, Mereish? Rashi says it's really the opposite. It means, why is the Reish turned around from the kuf? Just as listen to my Aliyah Nakat. So why is the Reish turned the other way? I'm a Karish Baruch, any Yachal Estakel Barasha. I can't look at the Rasha. On my time, I had the tag of the kuf, Lagabe Reish. Why is the tag, the crown of the kuf, on the Reish side? It's on the left side towards the Reish. I'm Karish Baruch, I'm a Chayze Boy. If his Chayze does true, then he Karish Lekesa Kamoisi. I tie on him a crown just like me. On my time, I carry the kuf, Tuluya. Why is the foot of the kuf hanging? That there's an opening towards the top. The Hodebe, if he does Chuva Lyle, he'll go up into that hole on the left side there, into that door on the left side, up there on top on the left side. Go under the kuf. Under the kuf is open. Why do you have to go make a hole on top there? So it's mashma. If a guy wants to be a late, he lets him be a late by himself. I'm not going to help him out to be a late by himself. Someone who wants to be an honor wants to do tshuva. Hashem will give him help. Give him chayin. We'll darshan from here. Someone who wants to metam himself personally, we allow him. Balotayer, someone wants to do tshuva mesiyeh, we say we help him out. And therefore we make him a special door high up on the left side. We give him a special door to come in, and that's what that's a remez to on the kuf. Now, you could add on, maybe, that, what do you mean, what do you need a special door for? Because if you do tshuva and you come into that door, Hashem will help you out. You'll start up pretty high already. If you come from the bottom, you have to start from the bottom up. It takes a long time. But if you try to do tshuva, you come up, you come into that door higher up. So up to shin. Shin stands for sheker and tov stands for emes. So my time is sheker. The three letters that make sheker is shin, kuf, resh. They're right next to each other. Makar and mila next to each other. Mashenka, the word emes, once from the beginning of the alphabet and the middle and at the end. The beginning of the alphabet and the middle and the end. So my time is Sheker, Makar, Mila. Sheker is next to each other. And Emes, Merak, Mila. Emes, the letters are far from each other. So Gemara, Shikra, Shriach. Shikra is very shriach. A lot of people say lies. Kushta, real emes, that's lo shriach. My time is shikra, chodakari. All the three letters of sheker are on one foot. The shin is pointing at the bottom, vice does, and the kuf is on a point at the bottom, and the resh is on one foot. The emes, melabin levune, has a very solid footing. The aleph has two legs, the mem has a whole leg there, and the sof has two legs. So what's the pshat on that? Kushta koi, because truth endures, and shikra loikai. Shikra does not last too long. So there's another way of aleph called atbash. You take the first word of the aleph and the last word. That's called atbash. Aleph and tof and beis and shin. So we dash that also. Atbash oisi tov esavaloi. Hashem says, you were not, you just kaviyachla disgusted me. I'm gonna like you. Bash means be loichoshak. You didn't want me. Shmi yachalav is my name gonna be chal on you. Gimel reish means gufei tima. You mektami you go if I rachim love and have a chronos you. Dak is dal soise noal. You closed my doors. Karnov loyagadeya. I'm not gonna cut off your horns. And what does that mean? Dal soise noal. It's not klar. Either means you didn't do tshuva, or it means that you close the doors to aniyim. That would be not a pshat. Karna loya gadeya, I'm not going to cut off your gaiva. Ad kan, with the atbash, v'darshing midas risham, v'darshing the midah risham. If you want to darshing midas tzadikim with the atbash, av midas tzadikim, this is a darshing. Atbash, atabosh, if you're embarrassed of doing avera, then gardak, which stands for atayisikain gur v'doik, you will be, your neshama will be in Shemayim under the kisei hakavod. Doik is lashon of Shemayim. Hatzvaf is chatzitza hava b'inoch laf. There'll be a chatzitza between you and Hashem's anger. Hatz is chatzitza v'af, between the af. Zah chas tan v'einat v'zazdeh v'asotin. You won't be scared of Satan. Yam kol. Omas sal shogahenem v'gosh baruch hu. Rabbanim shalom v'yam kol. Give me, Gehenem is called Yam because he's saying, give me the whole world for my yam, even the Klal Yisrael. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu is an answer, but now we're going to go with a new set of alphas. So with the regular alphas, we said atbash. Now we're going to do a certain type of drashas. Rashas comes from Sefer Yetzirah that works with every eighth letter. It's every eighth letter from Sefer Yetzirah. It's Aleph, Ches, and Samach, and Beis, Tes, and Ayin, Gimel, Yura, and Chof, Gimel, Yura, and Pei, Dal, Chof, and Tzadik, and so on and so forth. It's every eighth letter. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Achas Bata Gif, Ani Chos Aleim, you want me to let you put Kais on Gehenim, Sa'avrach Wanam Sadam, Meshabata Begif, because they did not do any Arayas. Gif stands for Neo, for Arayas, Rashi says. The Chatz, the Dakimim, the pure, Kainimim, they're true, Tzadikimim, they're Tzadikim. Halak, Ein Lecha Chelek Vim, you have no Chelek in them. The Haydashin later on is the Marzen Shays. Later on, the Achas, we opened up Marzen Shays. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mare, Zenunim, he says, Mare, Hashem, Zenunim is Zarish Shays. Please give me Mazinus from the Zarish Shays, the children of Shays. So Hashem answers, Omaloi. And now we're going to another, a fourth way of dashing Aleph Beis. This is, it's the first letter of the Aleph Beis and then the middle. So it's Aleph Lamed, Beis Mem, Gimel Nun, Dalet Samach, Hey Ayin, Vav Fei. So Amalei Album, Gandas. Album, you're not going to have any Chelik in them. Gandas, they go Lechon Alichon Legal Hadas, I'm reading Legan Eden. Ha Vav, I'm going to go Baruch Hu, Shalom, Oyef Anoichi, I'm hungry, I need stuff. So Hashem answers, Zach Achak, Halolu Zarish Yitzchak, they are the children of Yitzchak. And they, the Yitzchak we had before in the Masechta, that Yitzchak is Melav and Schus on them. Tar Yesh Kat, which stands for Tar, wait. Yesh Likit the Kizra of Chavos in the Neshlach. I have a lot of groups of Goyim to give you. Don't worry, we give a lot of groups of Goyim.